This episode of Breakthrough Success is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales operations and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Birdie, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcast. And we have a special guest on who's going to share with us how we can strengthen our mindset for success and to overcome any challenges that come our way. So our guest who joins us today, she is the founder of Healthy Curves Count. Healthy Curves Count is a supportive community designed to encourage all women to be strong, powerful, and embracing of themselves unconditionally and loving themselves in the now. Our guest changed her mindset, and because of that change, she was able to lose over 400 pounds and now helps people who are on that journey of being where they are now, having an idea of where they want to be in the future, and helping them get there. So our guest for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Rebecca Wilhelmina. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. You're such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Rebecca, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. I'm looking forward to diving in because the mindset is so powerful. And for any kind of weight loss, whether you're losing like 10 pounds or 20 pounds, such a great achievement. But for you to go out there and lose 400 pounds, such a big transformation. And then helping others do that. Like, we're not a weight loss show. Like, we're more in digital marketing strategies business. But I mean, if you could have that kind of a transformation in your personal life, it's going to easily transition into the work you're doing to work on your side hustle, grow your business, things like that. So I'm looking forward to get into this. Can you take us back though, to when you, before you lost the 400 pounds, and what really sparked you to say enough is enough?
Well, I'm going to take you back to when I was a child. I grew up in Santa Barbara County in a little town called Solvang, California. And I used to work in my parents' gift shop like since I was the age of 7. So I always was business savvy and I always loved business. But what stopped me was my low self-esteem. When I would actually go to school, the kids would make fun of me. I was a very obese child. I was bullied. But right after school, I would run to my parents' business and step on that blue plastic milk crate and help customers from a smile from, you know, chin to chin. And what I loved about adults is they never made fun of me. They just thought, wow, how is this child that 7, 8, 9, 10 counting back change so fast? So that's really what saved me. But I also stuttered. And I stuttered so bad in school, Mark, that I used to have saliva go down the side of my mouth when I used to say certain words and sentences. But it was odd when I worked in my parents' business. It was like, I would think about everything I was going to say, and I never stuttered. It was like my safe haven. I never got bullied. I never stuttered. I never, working in my parents' business. I never did anything. So, you know, now I'm an adult and I'm obese and I always want to lose weight, but it was really, really hard. I got married at age 23. That's a whole different story. And I had two beautiful children. Today, my son's 27 and my daughter's 21. And I decided 10 years ago that I wanted my life back. And I think what really helped that was one day when I woke up to get my kids ready for school, Mark, and I couldn't breathe. And I thought, I need to go to the doctors. So he basically told me, well, you're 589, you need to be about 140, 145. And here's a diet manual, and here's a beautiful, colorful pyramid of foods and an exercise manual. And I'll see you back in a month to see how you're doing. And I thought to myself, how the heck am I going to do that? I can't be like Drake, 0 to 100 real quick, right? So I did what everybody else did. And I went through a fast food restaurant and ordered 6 tacos and washed it down with Pepsi and a box of Ding Dongs. I mean, isn't that self-sabotaging? But, you know, at the end of the day, I am here and I'm a lot healthier and I love myself in the now. And through all of that that I went through all my years, people may think, oh my gosh, I feel so sorry for you. It's so traumatizing. No, don't. Don't feel sorry for me, because I am such a happy individual and I am now at the point where I can help others create their own journey on their own time. It's kind of like, you know, growing up, it was like, oh, you're so pretty, only if you lost some weight. Well, you know, that's hurtful. I do not let society dictate my beauty or my size. And what I'm teaching and what I will be teaching these women and also men too is loving themselves in the now and starting their journey. It's their own journey, and they need to claim it and they need to own it. And there's just a lot of mindset that is a beautiful thing. And I say it over again, when you can really learn to love yourself in the now and stop the self-doubt and stop the self-sabotage. And that goes with everything in life, really. But for me, it was about stopping the self-sabotaging of my own beautiful body in my temple. And now it's like, wow, I overcame this. I must help the world as much as I can.
And there's some really deep insights in the opening of this episode. One of the things that, like, I mean, you don't really realize how much of an impact you have on people. I mean, like, in Rebecca's case, I mean, like, it's just one insult that, not even meant to be an insult sometimes. Like, sometimes it's played an insult, but sometimes it's like if you were this. I mean, that could be really hurtful, and people don't think about it. So choose your words carefully. Choose how you talk to people carefully. One of the things, big theme lately on Breakthrough Success, and I actually commented on this on another podcast I was recently on with Scott Carson, We Close Notes, that was the podcast, is these big changes, like in Rebecca's case, losing the 400 pounds. One of the things I see with these big changes is people attaching a meaning, a reasoning for that change that is bigger than themselves. And in Rebecca's case, it was like, I don't want to have a heart attack. I don't want to, like, you know, I've got children who I've got to help and bring to school, and you want to be there for them naturally, because that's what all parents want, hopefully. So I'm wondering if you could share with us how you were able to have that bigger than yourself feeling and realize that now is the time to act, because I feel like there are so many people who they're self-centered with their goals and their whys. It's usually like, I want this or I want that, but it's not like, I want to be there for my children or something like that. So can you talk about how that stirred up?
Sure. Well, my children are everything to me. And I thought, if I'm not there, who's really going to be? You know, a father's one thing, but a mother is a huge blessing. No, I shouldn't say it like that, but it's true. You know, mothers are always mothers, and my ex-husband worked. And so for me, I wanted to be able to see my children grow up. I wanted to be able to see them graduate and, you know, be married and have grandchildren one day. So I really took it 10 steps further than that, Mark. I, you know, while I was on my journey, it's a lonely journey. It's so lonely. You'd be surprised. Your friends stop talking to you. You're not their lunch date anymore. You don't really go out you're focused on your journey, they kind of detour you. And I just didn't want that. It was like really lonely. And I would have friends that would start the gym or start to walk with me, and then they would just fizzle away. And for me, it had to be consistent. And I always told my friends, hey, I make it fun. We can do whatever we want. It's our journey. We don't have to go to the gym for 2 hours every day and be like a robot. That's the great thing, you guys, is it is your journey. You own it and you create it. And I mean, that's why I created Healthy Curves Count. I mean, we have so many platforms, Mark, that can help in so many different areas. Our workshops, our retreats, our nutritional products that will be out this Monday. And they're all about like body positivity. I mean, we have Positive Minds. Positive Minds is like, it's with natural serotonin. Like, people don't think that they need natural serotonin when they want to change their, their body size, but you do, because it kind of gets depressing. So it's kind of a natural serotonin that helps you, or probiotics, you know, for the stomach. I mean, so we came out with like products that actually help you on your journey. We're not doctors. So you can go to the doctor and get any kind of diet or be on any kind of diet, but we are the mental driving force for you to succeed, whatever tool you decide to use.
Coming up on this episode, how to break away from the people who are holding you back, a bunch of success habits, and a lot more coming up. But first, we've got the Jobber Minute. And people do wonder if Jobber is a great option for them to grow their business. And certainly Jobber would like to hope that you are a great match for their service, but the truth is they can't make that promise. And that's why they offer their customers a free trial and all the support you need to get started. So for 2 weeks, you can try out the Jobber platform with no obligations. You don't even need to give them your credit card number. They'll help you figure out how to use all of the business tools, including work requests, quoting, scheduling, invoicing, reporting, CRM, and their client hub, which allows your customers to confirm appointments, pay invoices, and more. They're sure you'll end up loving how much easier Jobber makes it to run your daily operations. It's that simple and definitely worth trying. Feel free to check out all the great features over at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough.
And one of the very fascinating things is that, I mean, in a weight loss journey, and this is something I don't feel like people think about going in, is the, like, you, like, going on a weight loss journey, before you go on that weight loss journey, you still have the weight, you're still doing your habits, you're still hanging out with people who hanging out, maybe going to McDonald's and eating there, going there like three times or like a lot and eating a lot of food. And that may be the version of socializing that you have. And again, like, we're not a weight loss. That's not the focus of the show, but you could really apply this to business or anything. And absolutely, you have to cut some ties. And I mean, from my perspective, I graduate college next semester at the time of recording. I know there are going to be a lot of people who I see now in college who I'm probably not going to see for years, or because I'm not a drinker, I'm not a partier, I'm not all these different things that are a little more normal at my age. So you do have to break away. And I feel like break away to get your breakthrough. I like that, breakthrough success.
Yes, but, exactly.
Yeah, but like, I feel like that's so hard for people to even think about doing. And you mentioned that idea of like the lonely journey. I know there's Facebook groups and places like that to find your community, but how did you begin that breakaway to achieve your breakthrough?
I moved. I moved from Santa Barbara to the outskirts of Las Vegas. And we really moved away from everybody. I'm not telling everybody to move, but at that point, it was a great move for me. And so for me, I really could focus. And you know, when you start to manifest and create and you believe so much that the universe, you know, the universe will bring people to you and the strength. And I never believed that until about 6 years ago. And I realized if you believe in something you're so much, and you believe in helping others, and you believe in whatever it is, a brand, and you manifest it, first you envision it, and then you manifest it, correct? The energy and the universe, I mean, the right people come to you to help you get to your next level. And I want to be those individuals' next level.
Yeah, and it's really fascinating that you decided to move. Granted, not everyone can do that, but you made a complete change to your environment, because sometimes the reason people they keep the weight or they're not achieving their goals in business and life is because they are in the wrong environment. So sometimes you do have to take yourself out of the environment that you're currently in, move yourself a new one that helps you better. If you can't move, can't do something like what Rebecca did, your new environment, that could be like a Facebook group. That could be like Rebecca's community. That could be a lot of different things, but change the environment you are in and you will change the results you see in your life. And one of the things, one of the things that I'm also a big advocate for is having certain habits and routines that really help you to solidify the changes you want to make in your life. So Rebecca, I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the habits you've developed that you would say have been essential for your success and transformation.
Well, I think for me, at first, it was going to the gym at first, because here I am, this morbidly obese woman, and everybody looking at me, because society apparently thinks that only skinny, slim, slender, or thin should go to the gym. Well, I walked into the spinning room because I love biking, and I walked in the spinning room and I did my first class, and I actually had to do the second class as well. And this is kind of funny, don't chuckle, but you can. I actually got so sore that I told the instructor that I was going to do the second class, because like I literally couldn't get off the bike. But I found a true huge passion for spinning class, and I would do spinning all the time. And then that got old, Mark. So then I would start to walk, and then I would start to hike, and then I would start to hike through mountains and rocks. Like the more pounds I shed, the better my balance became. And I don't want to make this into like a diet podcast, but it's just my own personal experience that it can apply to anything in life. I just took many steps that got me to where I am today, but I never gave up. I never, ever gave up.
That's a great mantra, never giving up on things that mean a lot to you, because if it's something that it's just not the right thing for you, the passion's dead for it, then give up on it. But in Rebecca's case, this is something that she's trying to claim her life back. She has done that. Very worthwhile goal she had a big passion for. Don't give up on those kinds of goals. You want to really focus in on those. And when you do see progress, I mean, it really makes you want to do more. One of the things I see with my clients who I help them with their podcast is when they are about to launch their show, when they do their first interview, it creates that snowball effect. They want to do more interviews. They want to promote their episodes more. They want to do all these awesome things. And it all starts with some of those very small first steps.
Correct. I want to read something to you that I wrote, and, this can apply for anything in life, but can I read it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. self-worth. Self-worth doesn't come from likes or comments or shares. It doesn't come from being in the crowd. It doesn't come from popularity, beauty, or wealth. It doesn't come from clothes or jewelry or makeup. It comes from you. That's right, listeners, you. It comes from knowing and learning to appreciate every bit of who you are. We are never perfect, but we are always worthy. And we're always worthy in everything that we try to accomplish. We're not, you know, in my case, I learned not to compare my body with anybody else's. And I think that's what saved me. And I think so much in society, people want to compare themselves to somebody.
Yep, that's a big flaw of society. And a really interesting thought also. I mean, it's an external, internal thing where take away all the external stuff, how people see you, who are you when you look at yourself? What do you see in yourself? And that's where you really get deep into your self-worth and you try to figure out if you don't feel good about yourself, what are the changes you can make? If you feel like you've got the self-worth, you're proud of yourself, pat yourself on the back, you've got the right mindset, you've got the right priorities, keep grinding. Make great things happen. For people who are wondering, where can we find Rebecca? Where are some places we can go?
You can go on my landing page that will take you right to the website and take you into my social media and all that great stuff. It's www.healthycurvescount.com. That's healthycurvescount.com, sorry. and that just stands for, as curvy women of all women, we all count. You don't have to be slim, slender, skinny, or thin to be anybody in life. You just need to be you. You just need to know your self-worth and love yourself in the now.
Rebecca, that's a really great insight to end on, that idea that just be happy about who you are. And that's all that matters, just you being happy. Happiness is worth way more than money. Money is very important in itself, but there are a lot of rich people who aren't happy. There are a lot of poor people who are very happy.
Yes.
You got to have the happiness factor in play. You can't be rich and happy at the same time too, but happiness is so vital. So healthycurvescount.com. That will be in the show notes. We'll also throw in marketbrady.com/strategy if you guys want to schedule a free call with me, see how we can work together, grow your podcast, grow your YouTube channel, or just help you get more visibility and revenue from your content. So Rebecca, once again, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Mark. And I enjoyed meeting you in New York. Thank you so much.
This episode of Breakthrough Success was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months over at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough.